This is Danielle Yawovietska with the BBC News. Hello. Ukraine has rejected Russian accusations that it tried to assassinate President Putin in a drone attack. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine was focused on fighting on its own territory. Unverified video footage on social media appears to show two drones exploding over the Kremlin. Speaking to the BBC, the Ukrainian MP Oleksiy Honcharenko said there could be several explanations for what had taken place.
It can be some false flag operation by Russia itself. They like things like this. Second, it can be some internal struggle inside Russia. But also there is a possibility that these drones was a real attack. What we can say definitely is that it's complete shame for Kremlin and for Moscow because it showed their weakness.
Ukraine says 21 civilians were killed on Wednesday by Russian shelling of the southern city of Kherson and the surrounding area. A railway station and residential buildings were hit. An experimental drug has been shown to slow the cognitive and functional decline by around a third in Alzheimer's patients in the early stages of their dementia. The American pharmaceutical company Eli Lilly said that trials of donanemab slowed the progress of symptoms by 35% over 18 months. Dr. Ronald Peterson is head of Alzheimer's research at the Mayo Clinic in the United States.
These findings are significant for the field. I think mostly for our patients that we now have treatments out there that can have an impact on the underlying disease process itself. Rather than just treating the symptoms, we may be able to alter the course of the disease with a drug like donanemab. So I think that's pretty important for our patients.
The US Central Bank has raised interest rates to the highest level in 16 years as it battles to stabilize prices. The Federal Reserve increased its key interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point. The World Food Programme and USAID have suspended food deliveries in Tigray in northern Ethiopia after discovering that relief aid had been stolen. Millions of people in Tigray suffer from food shortages following the two-year war between Ethiopian government forces and the Tigray People's Liberation Front. Hugh Morgan reports.
The USAID Administrator Samantha Power said food shipments intended for people suffering famine-like conditions had been diverted and sold on the local market. She said deliveries would only resume once there was confidence the food would reach those in greatest need. The WFP said it would not tolerate any interference in the distribution of critical aid. Neither body identified who was taking the food aid and selling it. The interim leader of Tigray, Getachew Reda, says he'll set up a task force to help prevent food aid theft and called on humanitarian agencies to continue helping the most vulnerable.
World News from the BBC. The Serbian president Aleksandar Vučić has proposed tougher gun ownership rules after a 13-year-old boy shot dead eight pupils and a security guard at his school in Belgrade on Wednesday. Mr. Vučić called for a two-year moratorium on new gun licences and improved weapon storage regulations. The two handguns used belonged to the boy's father. The former MasterCard boss, Ajay Banga, has been elected as the new president of the World Bank. He'll begin his five-year term in June. Mr. Banga's appointment comes at a pivotal moment for the World Bank as it seeks to expand its core mission of poverty reduction to include a greater focus on helping developing nations address the impacts of climate change. Scientists have identified the individual who wore an ancient deer tooth pendant 20,000 years ago using a new way of extracting DNA. Ali McConnell reports.
The pierced tooth was found in the famous Denisova cave in Siberia 4 years ago, but it's only now that researchers have been able to reveal details about its original owner. They've determined that she was a Stone Age woman or girl, closely related to hunter-gatherers who lived further east in the Altai region. The geneticists used a new, non-destructive technique, which enables them to isolate the DNA of skin cells and sweat absorbed by porous materials, such as tusks or bones. Until now, it's been difficult to attribute such artefacts to individual people, and the researchers hope the new technique will enable important insights into the social structures and division of labour among early humans.
Morocco's King Mohammed has declared that the Berber or Amazigh New Year is to become an official public holiday. It's the latest acknowledgement for the ethnic group indigenous to the Maghreb region of North Africa, who've long seen their culture and language marginalised in favour of Arabic and French. And that's the latest BBC World News.